original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Hello there, everybody out there listening to Max and Friends. It's Tamara Montana who's back here again with you this week. Max has a wonderful celebration going on this week, and we just want to give a shout out to his dear friend, Yolanda. There is Sundays with Yolanda at sundayswithyolanda.com. If you want to tune in there and find out what's going on with the latest with the Zimmerman case, Max is following that. He's been on the air with Rolanda, and we just want to just give a shout out to her and just to set the tone for the radio show tonight. We want to continue with this hot, smoldering summer that we're all experiencing here with the loving that can take place during these hot summer months, and really how important it is to fall in love with yourself, fall in love with exactly who God created you to be. Because when you're in love with that, you can share that love with another person. And that's one of the things that I'm so committed to is really being able to remove the blocks that prevent us from sharing the love and the intimacy that we crave within ourselves and with each other, because it can be so heartbreaking when that is actually missing, when there's a void or there's an angst or a hurt or a longing around the love that is so present and palatable and wanting to be expressed regardless of the outcome, regardless of the circumstances. And, you know, one of the things that's really difficult is to have someone who's very close to you have to pay for whatever may be unhealed or whatever past issues come up. So one of the things that we're taking a look at as we're continuing this summer love and forward thinking in all this hormones and this expression of love that is so palatable. It's in the air. It's with the flowers. It's with nature. It's everything that's longing to bloom and experience itself as love. One of the things I've done is I've asked a very dear friend who collaborated with Emerald Echo, the book that we collaborated with together. It's called Emerald Echo, Beyond This World, There Is a World That I Want. And I brought Lisa Ambrosiak, the illustrator of this book, because one of the things that she's been able to do is visually express what has been in my heart with this whole idea of being able to fall in love with yourself first by experiencing self-forgiveness, experiencing forgiveness all the way around with the people that we come in contact with the people of our past, with the people of our future, and most importantly, the people that are in our lives right here, right now, that love can be palatable. And one of the most beautiful experiences I just was able to have today was with my husband, Greg, as we were at Michael Beckwith's church. It's called Agape in Culver City, earlier today. And one of the most beautiful expressions of love, as he was just jumping up and down in the spirit, was having us all to realize and recognize that just with our five senses, just with what we see, hear, taste, touch, feel, with those limited five senses, we could miss the entire world that's available to us of a perspective that is so much bigger than what we ever imagined or dreamed of, or a love that is so palatable and so available for experience. If we just get past the hurt and the expectation of what we think our spouse or what we think our lover or what we think our summer love is supposed to represent, or be about. And when we get past that little sliver of expectation, like you're supposed to do this for me, and if you don't, you're going to experience my wrath. That's one of the most painful experiences around love, the attempt for love, I would have to say, because it's not really love at all. You know, love isn't what we say. It's not in the text. Love is actually palatable in experience. And one of the things Greg loves to talk about is, do we ever do anything for the results? We always do everything for the experience. And he uses the example of the toaster. Do we ever buy a silver box to sit on our counter just to have it sit on our counter? No, we buy a toaster for the experience of crunchy toast. And one of the inquiries I had, you know, about that was, you know, what about our experience? And he said, well, you know, really, it's experiences for people who've already obtained results in their lives. And I want to pose something that actually includes both. That what if experience is just as important as the results? And what if instead of a toaster, it's a person? And if that person isn't producing enough results for us, or we're not experiencing that summer loving or that heat or that smoldering, you know, love that everybody dreams of when we go to the movies to watch it on a movie screen, if that actually isn't present, where is your toaster plugged in? Are you expecting it to be from the person you're with? I'm going to propose something different. I'm going to propose that toaster, which is us, get plugged in to our source. And when we're plugged into the ocean of love, when we're plugged into God, when we're plugged into the person who created us magnificently, beautiful and exquisite, able to express ourselves in such an innocence, that it doesn't matter if the love's coming back or not. What if we tapped into the endless ocean of love, which is God, which is the one who created us? And out of our little expression, our wave of expression in an ocean of love, we're able to continue that flow of love, whether it comes with it at us or not. And what if as a sunbeam, we're able to continue to beam love, knowing we're connected with the Son of God himself, with the Son, the Source. That it's a matter of us tapping into that Source and taking 100% responsibility for the love that we're experiencing. And that's what Lisa and I did when we put together Emerald Echo, Beyond This World, There Is a World I Want.
It is an amazing book, Tamara.
And Lisa, welcome. Thank you so much for being on Max and Friends. Thank you for pulling up that mic.
Thank you. What came up for you, Lisa? Well, when you were talking about the tide coming back in, I was feeling like when the tide comes back in and there's a little bit of love there, there's sometimes a little bit of sadness and a little bit of grief, and there's such a mix of feelings that come back in. And it was very interesting to me as I was illustrating your book that all of these feelings came up, and it's about kind of understanding what's coming through and acknowledging it, even if you don't completely understand it, so that it can kind of move on and you can really experience more of the love that you're talking about. You kind of have to acknowledge all the other pieces that come with it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's a journey. And that's what the book is really about. It's about a journey. It's about facing those demons. It's about facing those things that have hurt you in life and being able to move past them without making other people pay for them, without holding them in a noose and without holding them in a vice. That you have to pay for what I didn't get. but be able to find, but be able to find the love. Remember, Lisa, when you drew the demons? Remember when you drew the eel that turned into the turtle? There was that cave of darkness. There was that tunnel that we all have to go through. And I think for me, for so many years, I ran through the dark tunnels of my mind just seeking the love that was already inside. And really, that's what the whole treasure chest is about. The whole treasure chest is about the kingdom of heaven is within. And it's not outside of us. And then, Lisa, do you remember the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking it's really easy for us here, Tamara, right on Earth in this dimension, to think that we're just one-dimensional in the space that we're in, and we forget that outside of what we can see is a whole other realm, spiritual realm, that we need, that we can tap into with our mind just as easily as we can those dark thoughts. So we just have to kind of reach out to talking to God, even though you might not, and eventually, after you start to do that, you eventually hear things and see things that validate what it is that you want to experience.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. I'm so glad you said that, because there's nothing that's been more heartwarming than in the silence of my own heart is to hear God's voice so gently and so kind from a space that says, Tamara, I love you. I really, really love you. I really love you. And it's so genuine and so unmistakably authentic and so real that it seems like whatever it is, whatever circumstances seem to be so unbearable, it's that sustaining love that says, keep breathing. I'm with you. You're going to be all right. And there is no death, that eventually you will be with me. And as long as you're breathing, there's purpose for you here. There's purpose for you sharing this kind of love, this kind of igniting. It's like a lightning bolt that speaks to the virtue, that speaks to the heart of who we really are, that's longing to express itself, that in public or in private, we would never think of hurting each other so brutally, ever, ever, when we're in touch with our first nature. And it reminds me of when I went to go get LASIK eye surgery. I was researching with who was actually going to take the knife to my eyeball, because I considered my eyes to be so precious to me. And I went to this, I went and interviewed several eye doctors before I actually went under the knife. And there was one Indian doctor who said, you know, I was a social worker at the time, and I said, you know, I understand you do this retinal eye detachment. It's very detailed work where you go inside and you reconnect those parts that have been disconnected. And I said, you know, I've dealt with that when I deal with mothers who had done the shaken baby syndrome with their kids, and they detach that little retina and they've hurt their children so terribly. And I said, you know, the only thing I can fathom is that they were on drugs and they're just out of their right mind. And he said, Tamara, let me tell you something. When we're in touch with our first nature, I believe that our first nature is to do no harm. And whether you've been educated on how to be loving with your kids or not, I believe that when you tap into your first nature instinctually, you would never harm another. You would never do it. And I looked at him and I said, you're my surgeon. Because I knew when I was under the knife, his first nature, he was tapped into, and that was to do no harm. And I believe, Lisa, I believe that's true for all of us. I believe that's true for us with whoever we're loving, whatever spouse we're with, whatever family member we're connected to, with our children, with our work, with what we're about. When we're in touch with our true nature, we would never think of harming another. And that's the world we wrote about in Inland Echo, beyond this world. beyond this world, there is a world I want. And Lisa, do you remember the illustration that when you were drawing, you literally channeled in that part where the dolphins take, the dolphins are the mentor in our book, Emerald Echo, Beyond this World, there is a world I want. And the dolphins lead her down this long red carpet into this bright shimmering light. And the she was so afraid to look up. And the dolphin said, Rachel, there's no fear in perfect love. There's no fear. Look up. Look up. And as she looked up, what did she see, Liz?
She says it's her beautiful self on the throne.
She saw an older version. She saw an older version of herself.
Exactly.
And the light at the end of the tunnel was a mirror.
Now it's
and I'm experiencing a little echo here, Ronan. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if we have a great connection, but I'll keep going as if we are perfectly aligned with the listeners hearing every word. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to just be in alignment with our first nature, which is to do no harm.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Welcome back to Max and Friends. You're on with Tamara Montana and Lisa Ambrosiak. We are just talking about being in touch with your first nature, and your first nature is to do no harm to another. So as we're talking about doing no harm to another, it really transfers over into all of our relationships, whether it's a relationship with our lover, whether it's a relationship with our family members, whether it's a relationship with our children, relationship with our bosses, a relationship with our employees. If we can remember that during these trying times where, you know, love is, it seems to be absent or it seems to be present, depending on how we show up. And if we're in touch with our first nature and we take responsibility for the love that's coming from us, I know for me lately, as Lisa can attest to here too, is that lately I've been very protective of my heart and just really very much under attack of really not feeling like I'm enough, or that what's being asked of me is just so extraordinarily overwhelmingly difficult that at times it's just like a weight that feels like it'll break my back. And at the same time, I know that as I plug into Source, as I plug in to God being my supplier of all the goodness in my life, I know that I'm missing the whole vision if I'm not plugged in beyond my five senses, beyond what is immediately in front of me. And I just encourage myself, along with all the listeners, to be able to know that there is a Source that we can tap into that has so much goodness for us all above and beyond what we could ever imagine. So much so that Lisa and I dedicated our lives for a long period of time of writing the book, Emerald Echo, Beyond This World, There Is a World I Want, because we believe in that world. We believe in what God has in store for us. We believe that there is a purpose for us being on this planet. We believe that other people are affected by the way that we show up, and that every moment has an opportunity for a holy instant, and that every opportunity, every encounter, there's an opportunity to be kind. And right now, I'm just going to encourage myself, along with all of our listeners, to be really kind to ourselves, to allow ourselves to cry if we need to cry, allow ourselves to connect with other people in a way that really see us, in a way that says, I really love you, and I see you, and I'm with you, and I've got your back, and I support you regardless of whatever it is that you're going through. I know that that's what my heart yearns for, is for that support on this planet. And I know it's out there because I know God's out there. I know God is present. And I wish this for all the people that I'm close to. I wish this for my husband. I wish this for my friend Lisa. I wish this for my sister. I wish this for my sister's family and my father. I wish it for everybody. I wish it for every single one of our listeners. I wish that love for you to be able to tap into and know that God's love is present, even if the people you love the most are unwilling to share it. And Lisa, what comes up for you?
Well, honestly, I was thinking the same. You and I have the same thought process. And I was thinking about what might help our listeners to understand how to come into that space. Things that have shifted me into that space when I'm feeling a little sad or down and I want to shift my thinking from a negative thought to a positive thought, it is helpful for me to be outside. That's one thing I can do. It has also helped me to listen to motivational CD, to go to Agape, to do a meditation. I mean, there are things that I do to try to keep my mind from staying down in that negative space. And I think sometimes that's our challenge here, is trying to acknowledge it and move through it quickly so that we don't spend too much time in that restless mind, you know, the negative space that we can kind of create sometimes in our mind.
Sure, sure. I think it's really a lot of just remembering, too, because like A Course in Miracles talks about is that we do not have to seek for love, that love is who we are, that we just have to seek to remove the barriers that prevent us from experiencing the love of who we are. And as I even think about what that, to get to that space of what you're talking about, is just if we can just go ahead and take a really deep breath right now. Just everybody just take a deep cleansing breath in. And it's not that we're in a space of resisting what's hurtful, but let's just say we just open up to what's hurtful and we let go of the outcome, because maybe there's something better than what we ever even imagined available on the other side.
Hey, Tamara.
Hey, Matt.
It's Matt. You know, I was just listening to you all. I've been just sitting back, and I feel like every time I call, like Oprah calling into her own network, I just love hearing you guys speak. And, you know, there's so much relevance to what you're talking about. And you know what? This is your time to exhale, Tamara, because I heard you say everyone take a breath. And sometimes in life, we're so concerned about everyone else breathing except ourselves. And remember, what a breath is, the exhale. So, Tamara, I allow you to exhale right now. It's like a movie waiting to exhale. That's what Max and Friends is about. We're like the exhaling moments. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I've been listening to what you're saying, and I agree so wholeheartedly with you and Lisa. And I think when we get into the space of opening ourselves up, now this is important for the listeners tonight, when we open ourselves up to what the universe has to supply us, and we open ourselves up without what we expect, but for what the universe has. So when I wake up, I say, I open myself up to receive what the universe has specifically for me today. Because I don't want what's for Tamara, and I don't want what's for Lisa, I want what's for me. So when we wake up and we draw that into our lives, I think that's when the beauty of life starts to flourish. When we stop putting on, you know, the airs of, I want this, I want more money, I want better loving, I want this, I want summer loving. Open yourself up to receive everything and let it all fall into place.
Exactly. Amen.
Love that.
Amen. You know what?
Yes.
And Max, I think what you're saying too is it starts with believing that God actually has something better for us than what we could ever even imagine.
Of course. You know, I always say expectations lead to limitations. And we expect certain things in our life. You know, I always like to say we paint a picture of our life, and then when we're done, we don't have a frame to put it in. Because that's not our masterpiece, you know? So it's like, let the universe, let God, let whoever you, the source, whatever you're comfortable with saying, let that paint the picture for you, and you frame it, as opposed to us trying to paint our own pictures. we should frame it, but let the universe paint it. Now, with that said, you know, there's so much going on, and I heard you talking about the heart and love and what everyone's expecting right now with just in general with life. And I think when you accept the situation for what it is, for instance, a friend of mine, she was saying, I have this pain in my shoulder, but I haven't done anything. You don't have to do anything to get pain. It could just be stuff you hold on to. So say I accept this pain and I release it. And we need to get into the flow of releasing what's not for us, right? So with that said, whenever you get like a headache or something, accept it. Because for whatever reason, you brought it upon yourself. Now let it go. And that goes for broken loves, and that goes for summer flings or whatever you want to call them. Accept everything for what it's worth. And when it's time to let it go, you let it go.
Yes. Yes. And there is a time for everything.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, how you doing? I'm going to let you continue this. But I love being able to tune in to Max and Friend. And, you know, really, you know, we offer quality. That's really what I believe. And there's no one more qualified and no one more passionate to talk about love than Tamara Montana. And, you know, the book Emerald Echo, I'm in it. I wrote my little saying how much I love the book, my testimony. But it's true. I think, Tamara, you are more than qualified because you've seen it all. You were a teacher for many years. So by being a teacher, you've seen experiences through your students that open your eyes up to more than what you learned in a textbook. So you've experienced everyone's hurt by being a teacher. And then you're able to offer us guidance. So Lisa and Tamara, I want to say thank you both for being on Max and Friends tonight. Exhale, because with every breath we need it. Mm-hmm. You know, breathe in life and exhale love, right?
Oh, I love that.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I'm going to let you all continue this great conversation here on Max and Friends and Elliott Talk Radio. I'm going to be back next week for a full show. And just at the top of the show, Tamara said that I was on the Sundays with Rolando. But I just wanted to break that out. Sundays with, Rolando Watts. Don't remember Rolando Watts. She had, from the 90s, she had her show, The Rolando Show, and James Brown wanted to marry her. Talk about summer love in there. But so SundaysWithRolanda.com, you can check it out every Sunday at 5 o'clock. And we talked about the Zimmerman case today and the verdict and everything. And with that said, you know, there's a lot of broken hearts today. And people are mourning. You know, and it's kind of weird because people will mourn for other people's lives, but they don't mourn for their own. So today I'm going to say, you know what, let the Martin family mourn for their family. Let the Zimmerman family mourn for their family. You mourn for yourself. You know, don't. When your cup is full, then you're able to give to others. But don't let people steal from your cup. So I'm going to let you all continue your conversation. Talk about summer love. Tamara, tell everyone to exhale and just to take life to the max. I love you both for joining us tonight. I love all my listeners for tuning in. And tweet us, at Max Tucci, hashtag summer love, because that's what Tamara is giving you tonight on Max and Friends. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Max.
Awesome.
You're so great, Deborah. You're so great. So good. It's great.
I love you.
Well, and you know, Max said something really, really, really important about allowing everybody to mourn their losses, mourn the pain of either promised love that was unfulfilled or breakups or just pain in life in general. And one of the things that I spoke at a recent convention was one of the things that locks pain into place for a really, really, really long time is whenever we say no to the pain. And I love what Max said when he said, let it be. Accept what is. Accept what's so. Let the pain do its shrapnel of work in your life, in your body, in your soul. And the opposite of saying no to the pain is actually saying yes. So when we say yes to the pain, we are more alive than whenever we are resisting it. So allow whatever hurts.
Oh, that's big concept, you know, saying yes to the pain, and that's easy to do.
Yes. You know, it really is. And it's the last thing that we think of. It's the last resort. But yet when we finally let go and go, okay, I am numb right now. I'm in so much pain. Open up. Allow the pain to do its work, because the pain never leaves without giving you its gift. And one of the things I know for sure, like what Max was talking about, I've studied years and years and years of psychology and understanding what makes relationships work. And one of the things that I know for certain, I was studying to pass my exams to be a licensed psychotherapist and wasn't passing. And there was one passage that illuminated right up off the page of all these very thick books that I had waded through for years. And there was one passage in there that summarized all of psychology, all of it. And I could save people years of therapy, years and years of therapy, if people would get this one concept. One concept.
What is it?
And someone who has perfect mental and emotional health is someone who blames no one for anything, not even themselves.
It's amazing.
And Lisa, that's one of my favorite lines in my book, was the greatest truth that she came across when all those snakes came out of the treasure chest. She found on the scroll, blame no one for anything. There's no culprit here. There's no one to hang or burn at the stake.
That is amazing. That is one of my favorite pictures too, all the snakes.
Yes, yes. And she really got that there was no one to blame. So then, Lisa, how do we live our lives then when there's no one to blame? There's only to love. There's only to experience forgiveness after forgiveness after forgiveness for ourselves and for each other, so that we're free.
That's the only thing that frees you.
Yeah.
It's really forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, you know, one of the things that's waiting underneath all of that release of resentment, release of pain, is an authentic expression that's just craving to be experienced. I know one of mine is just absolute innocence. My heart virtue is innocence and authentic self-expression, and I just love when that's present. I love when people see me as that. I love when I see other people as that, because that is the truth. Right? I mean, it was already done. God said it is finished. God
Absolutely.
Doesn't condemn us. Why should we condemn each other? Why should we make each other pay? Just because we're addicted to some kind of angst or some kind of anxiety that says, wait, no, this is familiar. You've got to pay. Somebody's got to pay. What if we didn't believe that? What if we just let ourselves authentically love?
I'm just reading a little bit of a blurb from Vidya Mata in Overcoming Character Liabilities, and she says, the consciousness of the beginner at meditation is like a glass of muddy water, but as you discipline yourself to still your mind, gradually the mud of the dark thoughts begins to settle or vanish, and then the clear water of divine perception is revealed. And I like that. That's kind
I
of cool because
that.
I sit down to meditate, right? And then all these things come into my head that I don't want to be there, and it becomes a big mess of thoughts that, and they're not all positive thoughts. So,
right.
Eventually, that mud kind of clears, and you finally can get to that perception of positive, you know, step out of the way.
And that's so beautiful what you're saying, Lisa, because the clouds go over the sun, does it ever make the sun gone?
No.
Just
never.
Because you can't see the sun? No. You're right. It's still there. So it's our job to to clear the clouds, to move our hands. And one of the most beautiful things that my sister just came up with too right now is to learn whatever it is that you're supposed to learn from whatever you're going through so that you can move on in life. So that you don't have to keep repeating the same lessons over and over and over again.
Oh, there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, you know, it's like, remember those old records that we used to play when we used to put the needle down on the record? And remember when it would get stuck at that one, you know, part that got scratched and it would just, you know, I don't even know how to make this a bright sound, but it doesn't move past the skip in the record. And therefore, you don't get to hear your song. You don't get to keep singing your heart song after that. And that's what my sister was just now expressing right now is, learn what it is you're supposed to learn so that you can move past that skip in the record.
Okay, well, exactly. There's nothing worse than a broken record, and there's nothing worse than repeating the same relationship with different people and the same experience over and over again.
Yeah. I am so grateful for love as it is present in my life. I was grateful to talk to you today. I'm so grateful for Max calling in. I'm grateful for Ronan, you know, running the whole sound system in the background. You know, there's support all around us. I'm so grateful for my sister coming to pick me up today. And, you know, it's just tapping into the love that is present and the love that is there. And I'm so grateful for kindness. Anytime it's expressed, my heart just melts inside of it, and it's so yummy. And boy, when it's not present or when it's absent or when there's attack and there's blame, boy, the opposite is true, right? Do you experience that too?
I do. And I find that when I'm feeling, if, you know, there's people out there that are feeling really bad, like I said, just to kind of, if you can't find it within yourself, if you just look around, like today, Sophia, my daughter, and I walked around the little Woodbridge Lake, and we looked at the view. We were admiring the pool and the setup of the pool and watching the family play. And if you just start absorbing yourself in watching the experience, you'll start to feel some of that energy come back at you as well. It's a good way to kind of lift you up if you happen to be feeling a little bit down and you're not really sure how to go about creating that feeling for yourself. Just kind of be in it as much as you can.
And I love that. I love that. Being the observer, just watching, even being the observer of your own life and watching other people's lives. And like Max said, was to just exhale love. Just breathe in. It's all around us. And exhale love. And it's that powerful.
I was watching an Irish setter today. And he was an old dog with kind of a white face. And he sat down in this little river and didn't want to move. And he was so, like, purely enjoying this moment in this little river. He just sat down, and then he tried to lay down, and he wouldn't move. And he was totally in the moment, cold water, because it was a hot day. And that was a perfect example of just in the moment and just enjoying the moment, but really with any expectations.
I love that, because what we have to do is just look into nature. And, you know, my dad sent me something so exquisite just about this kid that rescued this hummingbird and how he nurtured and brought it back to its health. And one thing that Greg showed me, my husband, yesterday was videos on odd couples in nature. And there was a goat that befriended this blind horse. And they thought that they were going to put this blind horse to sleep because, you know, how were you going to care for a blind horse? Yet this goat took it upon himself and day after day would lead the horse to where the horse could eat and then would bring the horse back. And it was priceless. It was compassion at the ultimate. And to me, that is the most authentic, caring, compassionate love that you would not expect in unexpected places. And I'm so grateful that he showed me that, because there was one day that the blind horse found itself intertwined in all the shrub and couldn't get out. And the first thing that goat did was went for help and ran to the owners and said, come help, help. And it was at the top of his lungs. He had that horse's back. And as long as that horse was alive, that horse knew he wasn't alone. He knew that the love of this goat in the most unlikely place on the planet loved him and had his back and wasn't going to leave him. Didn't burn him at the stake, didn't set him up for failure, but set him up for love and success and says, I will take you where the water is. I will take you where you can graze on the grass. And that is what we can do for each other in the most unlikely places. We look across and somebody needs love somewhere. And the love that we're looking for is looking for us. And if we can express the very thing that we're needing, we are never absent of love. And I just encourage anybody to go in on YouTube or Netflix, and it's the odd couples of animals showing love to each other. And it shows a cheetah with a dog where they literally are like best friends. And, you know, my sister told me today that her boxer, Bo, here, it's likely that he's got cancer, that Bo is expressing so much love at this time in his life that for however long they have Bo with them, Bo is the name of their boxer, they're going to love Bo, and Bo's going to love him back. And why would we miss when life is so precious and it's here with us and it's transitioned at any given moment? Why would we miss a day? Why would we miss a minute? Or why would we miss an hour that would be in making someone else pay in cruelty? Why would we ever resort to something that's not even our first nature? And I really want to encourage our listeners is to tap into that first nature, that we do no harm. They wouldn't think of putting someone else down in front of anybody else or even alone, but that you would take advantage of every opportunity to say, absolutely, I see you. I see you and I love you. And you're mine for this moment, for this hour, for this lifetime. I love you. And yeah, life didn't turn out the way I expected. You aren't as prosperous as I thought you would be. And yeah, there's some failures or there's some things that didn't pan out yet had the best of intentions. Right? And I'm with you.
What's great for me, Tamara, is my angels always came up in the places I didn't expect and in forms I would have never imagined, even in human form. So you never know when you're feeling really alone when it's going to happen. And that's what's so cool. It's like, oh my gosh, am I going to turn the corner and find what I'm looking for? And I, more often than not, I'd say 85% of the time, when I least expected it, there was some amazing angel that came up to help me at a time when I was really needy. I was, you know, like in the hospital when I was by myself. I didn't have any family there. And it was amazing who came forward. It wasn't always people that you would think, like your family or your friends. Oftentimes, it's just a complete stranger.
Yeah.
I always think that's so amazing.
Yes, 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 yes. That is so awesome. And you know what we call them? They're angels unaware, right? Angels unaware that come in human form when you least expect it. And just when you think it's like, it's not going to come, or this is it, you know, or we just sometimes give up. And God shows up in the 11th hour and says, hey, there you are. I'm not gone. I was just over here hiding, but I'm right here. I'm right in front of your face. I'm here and I love you.
It's always off the radar screen. All these amazing things that happen to us, it's off the radar screen. We didn't ever imagine doing that book. We never pre-planned it.
No. It was something we couldn't help but not do, right? It was something that it was like, man, do or die. Let's just go for it. We invested everything we had. Everything we had in spreading this message on the planet. And our goal is really to have this book be available in every children's hospital, in every cancer center, in every shelter, in every orphanage, in every place where this message could reach every heart to let them know that the light at the end of the tunnel is immune.
And we're up to anything off of our radar screen that we can't see to allow that to happen and to finish the series, because there's about, what, 7 more books that are written, Tamara?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There's 7 more books in the wings, and it's amazing. It's amazing the treasure that is within. And I just really encourage everybody to go inside, to breathe deep, and exhale that love that we're all, looking forward to experience. And that it's, yes, results are important, but the experience doesn't have to be tainted just because the results of what we wanted aren't there. So God bless you out there to everyone. I know that we're coming up at the end of the hour. And Lisa, if there was something that you could encourage and leave our listeners with at the end of this hour, what would that be?
Really, just to close your eyes and just take a moment to not try to really connect with anything, but just feel what kind of is around you and comes to you, and start to tune into your heart energy and start to feel what the feelings that are passing through your heart at this moment. Mm-hmm. And start to listen with your heart also, and with your ears, and see how it is that you feel you get divine connection. Where do you get that from? How does it come to you? Do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you smell it? Do you smell roses? Do you just feel that energy in your heart shift as things are passing through? Just really kind of, just take a moment just to be in the moment and realize that you're really not alone. And when you close your eyes, sometimes you can see more than you can with your eyes open. And try feeling that way with your eyes closed. And connect with, we all come in with our guardian angel, and we have lots of spirit guides and angels around us, and start to connect in. They want us to connect in with them, and we have to ask them for their divine intervention, and we forget to ask, and to really connect with all of the spirits that are around us every day. And angelic help, we have so much available to us that we forget about. And sometimes I just say, yes, absolutely, intervene on my behalf today, please. Please, anything that's going to make it easier for me, that's going to make a better decision, give me the discernment, give me the gut feeling to know what's right, and give me the opportunity however you see it. And when I do that, things just fall into place so much more smoothly for me during the day, just to kind of tune into this dimensional energy, the spirit energy, the God energy, and the angelic realm that's here to help us in this dimension of physical being.
That's so beautiful. And to remind people, too, that Doreen Virtue, who speaks just like what Lisa was speaking to, is tapping into those angels, which Lisa, I know, so brilliantly does. Doreen Virtue is going to be on the cruise on July 28th through August 4th, if anybody's interested. Brian Weiss is going to be on there. Many masters, many lives. So there's all kinds of experiences that are available and waiting for us. And thank you, Lisa, for helping us to close our eyes and to tap into that heart energy. And I just want to leave our listeners with the encouragement. If you ever were curious about what's at the core of, like, your heart virtue, to be able to go on to heartvirtue.com. And there's an opportunity to take the test where you can answer a series of questions, or you can tap into what's most meaningful to you. And to be able to live in alignment with that, with what gives you goosebumps and what enrages you. So as I shared earlier, I know my heart virtue is authentic self-expression and innocence. And as I close my eyes and I listen to my heart, that's at the core of what makes me tick and what makes me light up And I'm just so grateful that we all have that available within us to tap into. So with that, I just want to wish everybody an amazing, incredible week. I know that Max is going to be back next week with Max and Friends as he continues to celebrate during this time. He has an opportunity to. So, Max, just know that we're here for you, that we've got your back anytime you need a filler. So thank you so much for always thinking of me to fill in. And many blessings to you now and always. So, Ronan, take it away with Max and Friends music and wishing you all an amazing, amazing week.